Palo Pinto County, Texas, 1872. Excitement and terror warred in Mary Alice Price's mind. If she boarded the stage before Frank and Rusty caught up with her, she would be safely on her way to Atlanta. She shivered at the thought of her fate if they captured her. Best to think of all the things she would see and do when she escaped Texas and started a new life. Icy wind cut through her. She had lain sprawled on the stage stop roof since before dawn. In spite of not a cloud mar in the azure sky overhead, cold numbed her limbs. "You're doing fine now. Don't panic 'cause you had a little trouble finding the way here. Least you didn't run across any hostile Indians." She moved slowly, careful to stay away from the roof section over where she judged the station master and his wife spent their time. No point in advertising her presence until time for the stage, but she wished she were closer to the stovepipe sticking up from the roof's other side. The warmth would be welcome, but from the smells drifting up, she was glad she wasn't eating station food. The building's false front projected 2 feet above the roofline to offer a concealed spot that allowed her to scan the entire settlement. Other than the building on which she hid, Russell Springs consisted of a saloon, a mercantile with several rooms to let upstairs, a makeshift livery stable, and a half a dozen or so ramshackle houses. Increase in the town, 2 new buildings were under construction. 12 years had passed since she'd been off Pa's place and in a town. How she'd love to whip into the little store and look around. But she didn't dare. She figured there'd be time enough for shopping when she'd traveled at least a state or two away from here. For the past few days, she hadn't been able to get warm enough. To make climbing up here easier, she'd left Pa's heavy sheepskin coat with her horse. Her thin, short jacket only reached her waist and did little to fight the wind. If the stage didn't come soon, she'd likely freeze. Below her, men's voices sounded and she struggled to hear what they said. Curious, she wriggled closer to the facade and saw 2 men. From earlier, when she'd scouted the stage stop, she recognized the voice of the man who ran the establishment. He called, "Stone," to the most handsome man she'd ever seen. She didn't know if that was a first or last name, but Stone fit, because he appeared solid as rock. Though the station master looked tall, this Stone towered over him. Dark hair the color of molasses touched the top of his collar, and he wore tan breeches peeking out from beneath a heavy coat. Lordy, he was a looker. He put her in mind of a prince in one of the fairy tales she'd heard as a child. Fierce longing pummeled her. She wished she could meet him, wished she could talk to people like him instead of the riffraff that hung around Pa's place. Surely she'd find decent men with fine manners when she got to Atlanta, though she doubted she'd ever meet anyone as handsome as this Stone fella. A spring in his step at the fine winter day, and the promise of one more part of his plan completed, Zack Stone greeted station master Tom Gunter outside the Russell Springs stagecoach station. Gunter stood on the porch, sipping from a chipped gray enameled tin cup.
"Haven't seen you in a while. Heard you bought the Warren place. Don't tell me a man like you is thinking about settling down."
Zack had no intention of telling as big a gossip as Gunter that he'd resigned from the Rangers and expected his mail-order bride on this morning's stage. True, Radford Crossing was a few miles closer to his ranch, but he lacked the anonymity of coming to Russell Springs for a mission like this. No one at home needed to see the mail to and from his bride-to-be.